Oh yeah. It's Tuesday, my favorite time of the week. Tuesday, it's time to do this. You know, we always enjoy getting together on Tuesday nights. I enjoy getting together with you guys on Tuesday nights. I look forward to this because, again, this is our platform. We can all come and talk and chat and have fun and just be together. So it's Tuesday night. Let's get into this. You know who I am. I'm Damon from the DK and Tree Podcast. And I see Dante is always ready. My man hit me up. He was ready to come in here tonight. So I am here. I'm just saying we had some good games this week. We had shellacking. I think it was two of them. Two shellackings we had. Listen, I've always said that, hey, listen, I'm all for good games. You know, my Ravens fans always talk about, oh, my blood pressure be up. I'm about to have a heart attack over these games. And after that game we just had, I kind of feel their pain with that because there's no way we should have let that happen whatsoever. But, hey, Miss Feisty, welcome. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. We all support our teams. We all have their back. And we all can say the same things. Sometimes we look good, and then sometimes we just look bad. And then the Colts fans, any Colts fans want to come on here and defend your Colts? Because that was ridiculous. Because the Cowboys, that was a shellacking in the fourth quarter. What happened? I'm just going to be honest here and say this. If I was the head coach of the Colts, I would have benched Matt Ryan probably when all this stuff started happening. He just allowed him to just keep throwing in. Oh, forget it. Just keep him out there. Nah, bench the guy. Bench him. Hey, look, this game is over. Just get the backup some time. Let me see what he can do. And maybe we can do this. Them Cowboys fans were happy of that shellacking. Now, in true Cowboy fashion, they always say, hey, you know, we should be doing this every week. I feel the same way, but it doesn't happen. Inconsistencies. But the defense did show out. Hey, Cowboys fans. Any Cowboys fans in here yet? Any Cowboys? None? They ain't came in yet? No Cowboys fans? You know, I always want y'all to come in here and chat with me. So, hey, Alexis, welcome. Yeah, so the Cowboys fans, y'all, no, nobody wants to come in. I'm giving y'all props right now. I'm going to get the Cowboys just to start the show off. I'm going to get the Cowboys the floor just to talk about their team. And, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. Are you? I mean, you know, it's only been since 95. I'm just saying. Are y'all going to the Super Bowl yet? No Cowboys fans in yet? Okay, I'm going to move it on. Let's go to Monday Night Football. Anyone that has ever played Tom Brady knows that if you give Tom Brady the ball last, that he's just going to go down the field. Boo, huh? boo to that? Yeah, I agree. Why wasn't the Saints defending the sidelines last night? I'm just trying to figure out. You cannot give Tom Brady any type of time. You can't give Mahomes time. You can't give Josh Allen time. You can't give any of these quarterbacks. I'm going to give Joe Burrow some, even that prize too. You cannot give these quarterbacks any type of time and think that you're going to hold them going down the field. No one decided they wanted to protect the sideline last night. What do you think Brady's going to throw to? The sideline to save the clock. No, y'all just let Brady walk down the field. And with what, 3 2-seconds left, the game is now over because he threw a touchdown. Come on now. What is going on? Every NFL team plays Brady. They've been praying Brady for years. You know what the man's going to do. If he can't get a bomb, he's going to throw to the sideline. He's going to save as much clock as possible. But no one decided to defend the sideline. Saints, what is going on? Alexis, you in here. Yeah, you comment on this. That's your team. Yeah, you put anything in the chat. Hey, Shell, welcome. Put anything in the chat that I'm responsible for. Thread very carefully, sir. No, I'm not threading carefully. Because, again, that was everyone knows how to play Brady. Everyone knows how to play Brady. And, again, what do you say about this? Because, again, I'm not understanding how the Saints allowed that to happen. The defense just allowed that to happen. And, again, even with the redhead, Andy Dalton, We played Andy plenty of times when he was with Cincinnati. But you cannot go down there playing someone like Brady and only score field goals. And I can even touch on the Ravens with that. In some of these games we had, we can't go down the field and just score field goals and you expect you're going to win against someone like Brady, someone like Rodgers, someone like Allen, someone like Mahomes. No comment. I bet. There is no comment. Saints need to do better. The Saints need to do better because I was rooting for y'all to beat them last night. And I was like, really? They're not going to defend this? And Brady's just going on down the field. And I was like, oh, here we go. And what happened? Yeah, I win the game at the end of the game with 2 seconds left. Come on now. Unacceptable. Unacceptable, Saints. Y'all definitely need to get it together. But again, what do you think they could have did better? I'm asking you this. I can see your chat. I can see it. Matter of fact, I can send you a link and bring you in this video. You could talk about it. Is that what you want to do? Because that way they hear from you and not me. I'm just saying my opinion. But you can't allow Brady to come down there and just beat you and beat the fur off of you. Absolutely, they decide they had enough until next season. Oh, yeah, it ain't over yet. We still got some weeks. Hey, things can change. People can win. People can lose. But, I mean, like I said, you can't give Brady that amount of time. You got to press Brady. You got to make sure, hey, make him throw it in the middle of the field. That way y'all can tackle him. They only had one timeout left. Derek, welcome. Yeah, so they only had one timeout left. But I'll get off your Saints here for a second because since my man in here, Dante, I'm going to go to the Steelers because we got a big game coming up next week. And from what I can say is the way the Steelers played and the way we played last week, that's going to be a game because neither one of us really looked really impressive. But that's the game I've been waiting for. Remy, welcome. Well, so what do you I got a question for you, too, since you in here. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Yeah. So with Libby, welcome. Yeah. So again, with the way we're both playing, I don't understand. I understand. I see somebody from what's that YouTube? Hey, what's up to you also? Yeah. So again, send you a link. OK, I'm going to bring you on in here. I'm definitely going to invite you in. Oh, yeah. So, like I said, we got a big game coming up next week. And if we, neither one of us, get it together, we're going to be in trouble. All right, let's see. There you go. Link coming out to you. There you go. I'll see you when you come on in. But again, like I said, we got a big game coming in here, but we definitely have to get both of us. Because, again, our offenses are really struggling this year. And now Lamar done went down. Huntley's back in there. So, hopefully, we have something. But, hey, y'all defense keeps y'all in the game, just like the defense keeping us in the game. And we coming to Pittsburgh. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I'm still trying to get up there for that game, too, D. So, I see you. Welcome, sir.
What's going on?
Uh-huh. Hey, it's our week. What we going to do? Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to this because we've all been talking trash all week and it's coming down to the wire. So, you know, you know the bet that I made. So Sharon will be in here co-hosting with me next week. So I know if y'all win, I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. I just think our only thing is, We've been driving, but all we've been doing is kicking field goals. We need to put some points on the board. We need to score touchdowns. So same. If we keep driving, our drive is cool. We just got to get Pickens the ball a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to be a great receiver. Like, if we can get him the ball, he'll make some noise. We just got to get him acclimated. He got to look his way. Pickett got to look his way for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, even if I watching that Denver game with us, I was like, are you serious? I'm like, this is Denver. Denver hasn't scored over 20 points, I don't think, this season. And you telling me we can't beat them?
Yeah, I mean, and I know it's a significant loss for y'all. For right now, I know they saying Lamar might sit out this week, though. You know what I'm saying? But like we always say, next man up.
I wouldn't come back at all until they pay me my money. That's just plain and simple. I wouldn't come back at all. If I was Lamar, I'd be like, hey, okay, I'm out. Yeah, you're going to pay me my money before I even step back on that field. And it's just pretty much the same thing that happened with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott gets hurt. Then he was like, okay, what y'all going to do? And Jerry ended up finally paying him. Said, Denver is trash. Our game against them was sad. Hey, Derek, I totally agree with you. Oh, my goodness. I was totally disgusted watching that game. I was like, okay, they have 9 points, and we haven't went down and scored a touchdown yet. And then Lamar had to get hurt for Huntley to come in to actually get down and score a touchdown and win the game. But when Russell ran down that field and they kicked that field goal, I was like, they're going to beat us in this field goal. And I said, I'm going to have to hear the blues on this one. But when he came up short, I was like, woo! So all my guys in here, like, but it felt like a heart attack. I understand how they felt for that second.
I don't know. I just think we've been on the road for 2 weeks. We've been on the road for 2 weeks now. So we're going back home. So I think it's going to be a good game. I think we're going to come on top, though. You know what I'm saying? We need this dub regardless. You know what I'm saying? We've been on a little streak right now. You know, we had early in the season, we blew some games, though, or we still be in the mix. And I still think we got to just, you know what I'm saying? But our team is starting to play together. They get in everything acclimated, though. You know what I'm saying? But I think we'll be all right, though. You know, I can't stand y'all, but this week is going to be a hard-hitting game.
Yes, it is. Boy, it's about to be some fines. It's about to be people going to the hospital. People going to need ice packs, man, or whatever. So no. It's definitely going to be on. I'm waiting for Remy to come in here because I'm going to bring him in here too. So
yeah, but, I mean, you know, everybody from all my people from Baltimore, they know how this week go. They're going to be tagging me and all. Listen, I already got the memes ready. I think we're going
trust me, I got them ready too. And I was like, ooh, a post popped up last year when we lost that game off that 2-point conversion. Mm-hmm. And then I posted, I said, ooh, that popped up. Oh, Lord. It's going to be funny.
It's an AFC North battle this week, though. So it's going to be, you know, the orange people versus us. So, and then it's y'all, and then it's us, though. So yeah, Gina probably like this dude. Yes, I don't even care for the Browns. I don't care for the Bengals.
But hey, if the Browns upset them, I'm definitely wait for her to get off work. So bring her on.
It typically happens, though. It's like they can't get over the hump with them. Just like the Chiefs can't get over the hump with the Bengals, they cannot get over the hump with the Browns. Like, I don't know, it's the Battle of Ohio, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? So if the Browns win, we gotta definitely win because we trying to stay afloat. Just like everybody else.
Yep. Hello, Remy. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me? Yeah, we got audio. I can't hear you. All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah, he a Ravens fan?
Hello?
He's a 49ers fan. He hates the Ravens. Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear your audio.
You can hear me, but I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Shit. This is crazy. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
I definitely can hear you. Yeah, so we battle all the time because he's a 49ers fan.
This is Derek crazy.
He can hear you too.
I can't hear perfectly.
Yeah, we both can hear you.
Let me try it again. Okay. I don't know why I can't hear y'all.
All right.
Yeah, I just think that. See this logo right here? Yeah. Got my Letterman on. You know, I got to go play my pool match, you know, at 7, though. But, you know, I got my Letterman on since I knew I was going to be on the show. You know, I got to represent a little bit.
Hey, listen. That's why that flag is behind me, because that's why I always represent. And that's why I tell him, bring that smoke. I tell anybody, come in here, bring that power. Hey, bring your team, rep your team. Win, lose, or draw, I'm always rep them. And I know win, lose, or draw, you always going to rep Steelers.
Oh, for sure.
But that's what we all love about this business. This is our teams. We're passionate about them. You know, like I said, I get some of those fair weather friends up in here. Like, you know, JB, I pick with him all the time. I pick with him. I say, hey, you're a fair weather fan, Steelers fan. I say, you come in when they win, but as soon as they lose, I don't hear from you. Wait a minute. All right. Can you hear us now?
I still can't hear y'all for some reason.
Oh,
man.
Lord have mercy.
You got me on this podcast and I can't hear y'all.
That's that cheap phone you got, sir.
He probably got an iPhone.
That's what it is. Do you have an iPhone?
I must got a bomber phone or something.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. We got to get him a Ravens jacket demo.
What's going on? 49ers, the 49er fans. Yep, there they go.
Yeah, the 49ers.
I need to hear this.
Hey, yeah. you see how you 49ers fans are, sir? I'm going to pick what you said. You said you can't hear me.
And they need help. They should have got Baker. They need help. They down two quarterbacks now.
Yes, they are. But Jimmy said he'll be back.
I don't know. The way his ankle looked, I don't know. And then you see who picked up Baker Mayfield.
Yes, the Rams. Mm. I saw that today. I was like, ooh. So, but you know something, though? I would give Baker a better fit there than Matthew Stafford. I don't trust Stafford at all. I talked about it all season. Stafford is a bum to me. Let me see. Derek, I know you in here. You want to come in here too? I'll send you a link also. I'm trying to bring y'all
in. I'm ready to take on all Ravens fans. I'm ready for all the smoke. I'm ready for all of it. Like, let's go. Acrisure Stadium, we ready. Like, and I definitely want to come to M&T Bank, though. I do want to come to y'all stadium on y'all game. I know it's end of the year, though, but still, I still need to get out there.
Let's see. Can you hear us now? Oh, my goodness.
It's over for him.
I'm trying to get him in here because, again, like I say, he battles with me. He hates the Ravens. And he tell me, oh, you know.
He can't hate him more than me, though. He can't hate him. He can't hate him more than me, though. He ain't in this division to understand the hate that we all have for the AFC North. Like, yes, he don't understand that. Like, none of us can stand each other unless it's like needed for someone to win, and we still hate you at that point.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I tell them they don't understand. Mm-hmm. So they don't understand. So, but it's all good. It's all good. But like I said, I love our rivalry. And like I said, even the people that I meet going across the country, it's so funny when they steal this fan. I say, hey, sir, nope, you got to go the other way. Come on, man. It's so funny. But I interact with them so much. I met a couple from Denver, and they was Broncos fans. They was like, oh, don't be on this too bad. I said, I said, for all intents, y'all played us hard as hell. I said, that was the worst performance I've ever seen the Ravens play. So,
These are all professionals any given Sunday. So
any given Sunday.
You never know. It could just be a good week, you know, it could be an off week. You know, that don't mean a day was just better that week, and it happens to the best of them. You know, that's why people's parlays, that's why it's a gambling. It's, you never know. You can't always go off what you think, because every time you think that what's going to happen, it'd be the total opposite.
Right. Let's see if this works this time. You got that phone working yet, sir? Oh, my God. What is wrong with your phone? We can't even hear you now. I can't
now,
hear you.
Now he can hear us, but we can't hear you.
We hear you. Oh, my God. See, that's because you're a 49ers fan. That's what that is.
Man.
My God. This is so funny. Man, I have no idea what's wrong with his phone.
Man. Who else got the shellacking?
The Bills. They shellacked. And then the Eagles shellacked Tennessee. Yeah. what? Any Tennessee fan in here? Because I will mess with you. All right, let's try this again. We gonna keep trying. All right, you got audio? No, can't hear you. Hey man, you better get a better phone. How about that? Because you know I definitely want to talk to you. Especially after Jimmy G went down.
They talking about the kicker. The kicker about to be the quarterback.
Oh, my God. The kicker about to be the quarterback for y'all? That's terrible.
They should have went to got Baker. That's the best thing.
They should have. He's the only best thing that's out there right now. Out there
right now. He better than some. Hey. Oh, and I think, you know what else is a shellacking? But they still won the game. The Browns offense.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the defense that mostly won that game.
All defense and special teams, no offense. Yeah. Like, not a touchdown from the offense.
Right.
Horrible. Against Houston? Come on, man.
You know, everybody was like, oh, it's Houston. Remy, you still ain't got that phone together yet? Ah, see, he still ain't got that phone together.
Yeah. I don't know if it's winning. And I call that out. If it wasn't for that special teams, and if they had just a slightly better quarterback, they would have beat them.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And the thing with this is just, Deshaun played exactly the way I thought he would play after missing 700 days.
Rusty.
You're not coming in and just be a superstar. Shoot.
Practice and gameplay is two different speeds. It ain't gonna come. That gameplay a little different than you thinking is just gonna be at practice. They coming at you tenfold, and you ain't gonna. It ain't gonna be. It ain't the same.
Listen. If he thought he was gonna come back out there and be the person that he was when he was with the Texans, he was sadly mistaken. I'm pretty sure he was over there that had a lot of oxygen going to him. Like, oh my God, they're really coming at me fast. What you think? You new meat right now. You ain't been here in 700 days.
Right. Like 2 years. Yeah, that's crazy, man. He the most paid. And then, man, that's crazy.
I would have kept Brissett in the game. I'm sorry.
Listen. I would have switched him out. Like, look, okay, you need some readjustment.
Yep. I would have kept Brissett in the game. I'd be like, look, Brissett, I'll bring you in for a couple plays, maybe a couple run plays to get you acclimated. I'd have kept Brissett in the game. Here's the thing. He's going to get hurt because somebody's going to pop him, and he's going to get hurt. And then you done paid that man $230 million guaranteed workers' comp claim.
Whatever happened, he getting paid regardless.
Yep.
Crazy.
Any Giants fans in here? Because I definitely want to talk about that tie with the Commodores. Commanders.
Man.
Yeah. None of them wanted to show up. I was like, nobody wanted to win that game.
Nobody.
And I was so mad because they flexed that game to an 8-20 game. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Now, because I got to work that game. And I'm like, okay, we're going to try this again. Let's see. Oh, I hear audio.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Whoa, what's up, buddy?
What's up, sir?
How you feeling?
I'm great, sir. It's a good week for me.
Yeah. Not for my man over there, though.
Why? We still won. We still won.
It doesn't matter, but you see where you're going, right?
We still won.
You know, he talked about you coming here.
Hey, but guess what? Yeah, We got something for them, too.
Okay, so listen, I heard what you said about give him the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we really want to dig into it, he hurt, right? That's why they're not going to give him the guaranteed money, because of the type of quarterback he is. Not only that, the cap. If you give him the money, who are they going to be able to help him? Nobody.
I get what you're saying, but the Dak Prescott was in the same place.
Let's not talk about Dak Prescott.
I know.
Let's talk about Lamar.
It's still the same circumstance.
The one thing about it, if I get in trouble, I can't say, well, Damon got away with this. I can't do that.
I get what you're saying, but he's going to get his money. He's going to get his money.
Did you listen to Shannon Sharpe and Michael Vick, right? Did you listen to them?
I missed their show because I was in class, but I'll go back and listen to them.
And Michael Vick basically said the same thing because it happened to him. Wanted the money, but they didn't have no money to get no help for him. So he's saying, tell Lamar, just chill, because if they wanted to give him the money, they would have gave it to him when he got the MVP. They don't want to give him the money. You should see that by now.
I've always said the Ravens has been cheap. I've been said that. Me, you've had this conversation plenty of times.
We don't pay nobody.
Yeah, I've always said that. And you know I've always said that to you, that the Ravens don't like paying people. I've always been saying that. But he's going to get some money. He's going to get some money.
He's going to get it from somewhere else, not from there.
I think he probably, if somebody else can pay him, I think he's leaving.
Oh, yeah. Well,
for the beginning of the season, Minnesota had reached out already, and he really wants to go home, but Tua's there in Miami.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I would, too.
I mean, y'all won, but how far do y'all really think y'all going to go? Y'all pass rush sucks.
Listen, I don't disagree with that fact. But so that defense kept us in the game. That defense kept us in the game.
Against who? Against a team that can't throw a touchdown.
Hey,
Denver only has a defense. That's why you pick the under in that game. In any Denver games, you pick the under.
Listen,
Russell Wilson can't even throw a touchdown.
Listen, Russell Wilson can't throw a cold right now, okay? Because he ain't got nobody to throw to.
Well,
their offense completely sucks. Now, what I'm saying is this.
Pittsburgh quarterback can.
I said this, and I've been saying this.
I've been waiting for this.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've been saying this. Listen, I said we got some troubles there in offense. And after that performance, if we go up to Pittsburgh, we're going to lose that game. Plain and simple. If we go up there with that same attitude. But it's going to be a different attitude this week.
Mm-mm. Y'all know the attitude. Y'all
can't keep that energy.
Keep that same energy.
But what y'all need to worry about is what y'all going to do with y'all quarterback out there. Because Jimmy's gone for a while.
I'm going to tell you a fun fact, right?
Come on with your fun fact.
My fun fact is this. I've known a couple QBs that came in as rookies, right, and was drafted later in the draft, right, and shine. Tom Brady being one, right?
Tom Brady's one, yeah.
How about this quarterback? Because really, you could go in our system and be quarterback. Look at our system. Our system, it designed, we have everything there. All he got to do is get there, get the ball there. He played phenomenal.
Oh, he played great because nobody has any tape on him. Of course he does.
But who wins championships?
We all know defense wins championships. Y'all got an awesome defense. I've always said it.
I asked for one answer. Oh, yeah, you said we all know.
I've always said y'all defense wins championships. Now have an awesome defense. We haven't debated that. I haven't debated you on that one.
Y'all have a great defense. No one is scoring in the second half. You see that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one scored. But hey, okay, y'all still need to go down that stretch.
But why we leading and everything? Why we're leading?
Even y'all lead, but we're going to see how y'all end it.
Okay. I seen somebody go down the stretch with who was the damn quarterback for y'all? Trent Dilfer. Y'all couldn't even score offensive points, but y'all defense got y'all there, right?
So of course.
Y'all went kicking field goals the whole season.
Hey, listen. And they got it done. Like I said, defense wins championships. That's been known forever in the NFL.
So here we are again.
We'll see how y'all end. We will see how y'all end it.
Lamar can't win playoff games. He can't win big games.
We'll see. That's been yet to see. Okay? He won a playoff game, but it's yet to be seen.
He won one.
Yeah, the he won one. One.
He faked like he had a concussion.
You know, he faked? No, it wasn't no fake.
Hey, Wu.
It wasn't no fake.
I don't want to take over the podcast, but Wu, listen to this. Any other time, Lamar would be like this. It's fourth down. He'd be like this. Keep them all there, right? You drive in a playoff 99 yards, and you get down there and let them tell you to do a pass play? Hell no.
I told you all the time that hey, I did send you one, D. I sent you one. You ain't get it? Yeah, so. But no, here's the thing. Greg Roman, I've never been a fan of. Never. He should have been gone way before Wink Martindale should have been gone. Should have been gone a long time ago. And I get it. You have to build your system around that kind of player. They didn't build a system around him. I'm at this point, Harbaugh needs to go too because we need a change down there. Plain and simple.
Harbaugh Ben needs to go.
He needs to go.
He Ben needs to go because guess what? You know who was the coach of that team? Ray Lewis was the coach of that team. He had control of that team.
We all knew that.
Harbaugh was glad when he left. You dig what I'm saying? But here, Lamar saved his job because he was gone then.
Harbaugh should have been gone. Because when you get these lifer coaches, the only coach that has really been a lifer coach that's still there is Belichick. Now, if you start getting people out of his program, out of Andy Reid's program, and start making them head coaches, we'll have a better system.
Well, y'all gonna be good. Greg Roman, he leaving. He going to Stanford.
Thank you, Jesus. I was happy when I saw that story.
The same three plays he brought from San Francisco with Kaepernick gonna stay with y'all, Lamar.
No, it ain't.
Y'all only got three plays.
Whole new system coming.
I can't even talk about it because we only got five plays.
But y'all got five better plays.
Yeah. I respect it.
But here's the thing. With Tomlin and Harbaugh, they have this little love-hate relationship that's going on, which Tomlin has topped him, probably about two or three games. So the thing with it is that sometimes you just need to spice up the system. They just all need to go. They need changes.
Our offensive coordinator need to go. Matt Canada needs to go.
Yeah. And I agree with you, Greg Roman needs to go. He should have been gone. Like I said, Wink Martindale shouldn't have been gone. Well, hey, man, I'm bringing you in, D. All right, got another person in.
Okay. Let's get this party started.
Okay. So I hear a lot of chit-chat going on about my Ravens, right? So let me step up here, and let me step up and defend the mantle, too, here. So now, what's these questions or speculations that I hear about Lamar leaving? Because I'm sure that's what y'all waiting on. And when I say y'all, I just don't mean you and you. I mean the other 32 teams in the league waiting for the Ravens to not pay Lamar so they could jump on him. Because really, though, who don't want Lamar?
I say this. We not waiting on him. We don't care if he stay there or not. We going to play regardless. We not waiting on him, though.
Yeah. You the fans say that. You the fans say that. Now, your front office see it differently.
They not going to go get
Believe
him.
That.
They not
going to get because they ain't going to have enough. They ain't got enough money to pay him.
Pittsburgh do got a lot of money. They just don't want to pay nobody.
They ain't got Lamar money. They ain't got Lamar money. Just like we know, just like we know, the Ravens ain't really got Lamar money. But they going to make it if they want to keep him. If they don't want to commit organizational suicide, they going to do what they got to do to keep Lamar.
Oh, and they're going to pay him. It was regardless. They did the same
thing
with Flacco.
They what they got to do to keep him.
Hey, D-Nasty, let me ask you this. So if they give him the money, then they ain't got no money to get nobody else.
Okay, and I'm not even going to argue that point because I kind of agree with that. I kind of agree with that, but the only other thing we really need is a number one. We just need a number one receiver. That's it.
Tell me something. You need help on defense.
I got the answer to that too. Help on defense.
Yes.
What?
Our defense is good.
What are you talking?
Our defense is good.
What are you watching? Are you talking about the defense from the Galboa era, or are you talking about this defense that Lamar got?
Okay.
What are you talking about? We need
go into another browser and go to y'all pass rush and see where y'all rank. Y'all pass rush stinks.
The pass rush stinks.
Okay. Pass rush stinks.
You didn't see it last week with Jacksonville put it on Patrick Peters?
Okay, and you know what? You just named the weakest link in the chain. You just named the weakest link in the chain, bro. You just named the weakest link in the chain. Let me listen. Die hard, Ravens fan. Let me tell you, we can do without Peters. I told you last week, Peters ass is gone, didn't I?
How many touchdowns did Tua throw? Tua throw on y'all pass rush.
Tua looked very uncomfortable this last game.
No, I'm talking about against the Ravens.
The Ravens, we didn't have a pass rush against the game. I can answer that one. I talked about when they beat us.
He threw, what, four touchdowns?
Again, I talked about that when that week happened. I've been talked about that.
And you're talking about a game before Roquan Smith.
So I've been talked about these issues.
Okay, did he play last week?
I don't run from my issues.
Trevor Lawrence and them when they did that shit to y'all.
Again, I talked about that issue.
All these issues you're bringing up, I talk about it every week.
That's old news.
I told Damon last week. I said, bro, Peter's not going to be here next season. So if anybody want to take advantage and throw the Peter side of the field for the rest of the season, this is their chance. He ain't going to be here next season.
Okay, well, let me say this. My issue is this. There's nowhere in the world that my quarterback should have more rushing yards than my running back throughout the season. It shouldn't.
Listen, good, NFL has changed. If that's the way they run their programs, that's the way they run their programs.
That's the way they run their programs. I'm gonna tell you, NFL is gonna keep changing, and that's gonna come to that.
He's gonna get hurt. That's why they're not gonna
give
him the money.
NFL is gonna keep coming to that. It's not a traditional pocket quarterback out here these days.
No, you need a mobile quarterback nowadays.
Yes.
Definitely need a mobile quarterback nowadays because you think all these athletes evolved in speed, like the pass rush. So you definitely need, you can't. And then a lot of lines ain't like the Peyton Manning lines, like to where they held Peyton Manning can sit back there, eat a sandwich, then throw the ball line. Like when he, no one touched that man. You know what I'm saying? Like it's really not lines like that. To where you Jeff Saturdays and all, like when you had a line, like a lot of these people, you only holding these linemen now for like not even 5 seconds now.
Nope.
So you definitely need a mobile quarterback. You got to have a mobile, because if you're going to sit back there, you're going to get sacked.
You're going to get hurt.
That's not what I'm saying. The game has changed.
Blindside all day.
That's not what I'm saying, man. I'm not saying that you can't be mobile, but for him to have more yards than your running backs.
Okay.
You talking means about that your offensive line is not blocking then, right?
But if that man can make them plays and he doesn't see any other options, then go make the plays. There's okay, nothing wrong with that.
Do what you got to do.
I'd rather my quarterback run north.
That's why y'all hate him. That's why y'all hate him, and that's why y'all love him.
Why we gotta
that's
be
why y'all hate him, and that's why you love him. Because you hate playing him. Do you want Lamar running against your defense? Do you?
Yeah, right now, yes, and they can break him up.
So let's talk about that then. How many times has Lamar been hurt, and how does he get hurt? Where does he get hurt? In the pocket. In the pocket.
No.
Lamar, this is the first time Lamar ran and got hurt.
Well, he just got hurt because he got sacked in the pocket. So he hit his knee on this game. But other than that, him running, these mobile quarterbacks, that's what the NFL is
doing. He knows how to run. And he's going to run to make you miss him.
Hey, D-Nasty. Hey, I told Damon all the time, you know who he remind me of?
Who's that? And
Randall Cunningham and Michael Vick. They're exciting. They can run. And guess what they all got in common? No Super Bowls. Thank you.
Michael, welcome.
You would love that. Listen. You would love that. And you know, Lamar's still writing his story. So believe me when I tell you, when he get that Super Bowl, then what you going to say? And then when he do it with
the Ravens. The question is, will he be in a Ravens jersey, though, when he do it?
Oh, he's going to be in a Ravens jersey when
okay.
he do it.
Okay.
He's going to pay the man. They're going to pay the man.
He's going to be in a Ravens jersey when he do it.
I just asked a simple question. That's all.
He will be in one.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to take that over under. He will be in one.
Okay.
I'm going to take that over under.
He's not going to be in a Ravens jersey when he do it. But man,
secretly,
he ain't going to do
secretly, Damon, they want him to be wearing their jersey when he do it.
Hey, listen, hey, he'll be that's happy what
they want. We're going to see breaking news. Lamar Jackson has went to.
Y'all want him.
He would be happy if the 49ers had him. He would be.
Hey,
he would be.
Going out
but you know what?
Right
I'm not going. You know what? I ain't going to talk too much trash about the Niners because when we didn't have a team, I was a Niners fan. But we got a team now. So, but you know, I still check in on them every now and again.
Dante said a couple weeks ago he called the Baltimore Browns. It was so funny.
I'm glad I'm a fan.
Called us the Baltimore Browns.
Yes, we can wow all day. I do. I live in Ohio. I'm in Akron, Ohio, 20 minutes from Cleveland.
Listen. That's exactly what they are, the Baltimore Browns.
I've been calling them the Baltimore Browns forever. They're the Baltimore Browns.
Hey, it's all good. But guess what? See that flag? We still repping it.
But hold up, though. It's purple. You live in Ohio, but you got on Pittsburgh stuff.
Doesn't matter.
Hey. What you mean it doesn't matter?
All right, listen. Hold on. Pittsburgh for me is an hour and 15 to 20 minutes away.
Right. Y'all like right next door to each other.
Exactly.
And I know about the robbery.
So if you take Cleveland, when Cleveland left, what was the next closest team to me? Was Pittsburgh. I've been a Pittsburgh fan for 32 years.
Hey.
But you got your team. You still got your team.
Hey, you D-Nasty.
Still got your team. Always.
Hey, D-Nasty.
No, I'm talking about the Browns. The Browns belong to Cleveland. What's up, Wolf?
I will never root for the Browns. I would never, ever, ever root for the Bengals. I would never, ever root for the Ravens. You would never hear me like, really? Go Ravens,
I
go.
I feel the same way he does.
Listen, you would never hear that from me. Like
anybody in the AFC know if I ain't rooting for.
Even if I needed y'all to win help, you wouldn't hear it come out my mouth. In my brain, I'd probably be like, I need y'all to do this, get this dub. But you would never be hearing me. I come out my mouth, go this team. Never.
Just like
never.
Kansas City let us down this week. But anyway.
Let us down. No, they
didn't. No, they didn't. Damon, no, they didn't, bro.
Yeah, they did.
Kansas City lost. They let us down.
Yo, Burrow.
Yo, somebody had to win that game. Somebody had to win that game, and somebody had to lose that game. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Kansas City lost. Okay, Cincinnati did us a favor in the conference. We gonna handle the division. Ain't none of these guys ain't gonna whip us, man. We got this division.
You sure?
I feel the same way.
You sure?
Jody, welcome.
Am I sure? I feel the same way.
I don't know. Y'all can lose two to us, and then we still got a chance.
You think that's going to happen?
Hey, we're going to find out Sunday.
It's very possible. I could get my broom out.
Hey, we're going to find out Sunday with the first one.
For sure.
Right. They go, Lamar going to come on that field.
He ain't playing this week. He ain't playing this week.
He got Huntley this week.
He might not play this week, but we see y'all again in 2 weeks. Because we're going to go stomp on the Browns. Then we
and I might come to Baltimore just for that game.
Yeah, y'all if coming, you do, yeah, you
let
coming
me
here.
Let me know so we can all go.
Definitely.
Let I'm me trying know.
To listen, I already put it in. Let me know so I can get to Baltimore and I'll be there with everything Steelers on.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm all for that. Let me
I don't
know.
Play, I don't play around. I sit at the dog pound when I go to the game in Cleveland. So I don't care about none of that. What is it? Ravens flock and all that. I don't care about none of that.
Listen. Okay. I done been to Pittsburgh.
Hey, Woo, they ain't nothing, Woo.
I done been to Cleveland. The only stadium I won't ever go to is Philadelphia.
It's Philly?
No,
Philly.
I will
exactly.
never go up there.
Philly. Exactly.
I will always watch TV. I will never go to a Philly game in person.
Why?
Philly.
Huh?
Really?
Why? Why? Because I don't feel like fighting. That's why.
You protect and serve anyway. You can.
Whatever. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that.
I will
never
battle.
Go to a game up there. So
Philly, exactly.
Like I said, I will visit any other stadium. I have. But them, I'll even go out Santa Clara. Visit your team.
What, Levi Stadium?
Yeah.
They got a nice stadium.
Oh, yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. It's just like I want to get to the Rams. I want to get to their stadium. I want to get to the Raiders stadium. I want to get to a whole bunch of other stadiums.
And Lamar won't get to the Super Bowl, but he won't get there.
Oh, he'll get there. He'll get there. Just like the 49ers this year. Y'all be watching.
I'll tell you something. Go look at the
They're going to be singing a whole nother song, boy. If it come across the news line, oh, the Ravens are going to release Lamar. Or Lamar wants to leave the Ravens. Oh, the whole song going to sound different.
The first person that probably step up is Jerry Jones.
He's only
going
to fit into a system that's designed for him. Our system is not designed for him because we already have Debo. We already got Christian McCaffrey. He won't work in our system.
Alonzo, welcome. Yeah. So
what you mean he won't work in your system? Why won't Lamar work in that system? Let me ask you. What about your system that's different than ours? Listen. What about your system that's different than our system? That system is called the West Coast offense.
Well, first and foremost, our system is
Greg
different,
Roman
not the West Coast offense. The West Coast
it
offense
is the West
is
Coast offense.
No.
It is the West. Why is it the West Coast offense?
Listen.
Because they have a utilization for the fullback. That's what makes it. He's an outlet receiver. He's always there. It's a West Coast offense.
So what's this?
Greg Roman came.
System?
Greg Roman came from the West
Coast. No, we got Pop Warner. We got Pop Warner.
I know where he came from, and them plays was designed for Kaepernick, and he used the same style for Lamar.
And that's why he got to go.
But guess what?
That's why he
got to
go.
We don't have them plays. Shanahan runs that. Not no Greg Roman.
Yeah.
That's why we are the most motion team on offense. We run the most motion plays in the league.
Now.
Well, we're going to see going down this stretch how y'all going to do with this little third-string quarterback y'all got. We'll see. We'll see how y'all finish.
You know what,
We shut Tua down, didn't we?
Purdy
we shut Miami
good.
Down.
Purdy
yes,
good.
Y'all did. And y'all going to do going down the stretch?
They the third best team in the
AFC. He need to, I want to see him against some real opposition, though.
We will see. Where'd he
I want to see him against...
Oh, there he
right here. All
right.
Yeah, I want to see him against some real opposition. I want to see him go against some adversity. Because he ain't had nobody really testing him. He wasn't running around trying to shake off linebackers and defensive ends. He had pretty good. He got a good amount of time back there. So, yeah. Let's
like
see
I
him
said,
with some adversity.
We still got how many games left? Five or six?
Four,
five or six games?
Five games.
And as we've seen around the NFL, what happens? Any given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Any given Sunday. Where'd he go? Oh, Lord. See, I lost him, man. Old Jeep phone ass, man. Man, you done ran him off the chat, man.
Man.
Purdy look good. I want to see what he do against some adversity, man. If I see him run around a little bit, I see him get beat on a little bit, and he still got the grit to come out there and still do what he need to do. Yeah, he'll be battle tested. I could say he'll be all right. like he might even give Jimmy a run for his money. But Jimmy, honestly, Jimmy's sitting pretty right now.
Coming back. Well, a report said today that it wasn't as bad as they thought it was. He may be back for the playoffs. But, hey, they still got to win those other games.
And like I said,
you got to win those games first. So, no, they said he'd probably be back for the playoffs.
Yeah, the way it looked, though, it looked like he was dragging that foot.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
That looked bad, man. I thought that joint was broke.
Yeah. Yep, they said today that he probably might be back for the playoffs. But, again, you got a new quarterback in there. And, again, I understand his defense is beefing. I can't even, you know, talk about that because their defense is off the chain. But you got to win. That offense still got to put some points up on the board because your defense can't win the whole game for you. You got to put some points up. So
true. It would be nice. It would be nice. It could be done. The defense can't do it. But it would be nice for your offense to help out.
True. And I contested that because your defense will get
That's how we know.
It'll get tired. Your defense will get tired. Yep. If your offense can't sustain some time, your defense will eventually get tired. That's what happened to us. Our defense kept getting tired. Our offense couldn't move the ball. And we right back out, defense right back on the field 2 minutes later, a minute and a half later. That's not going to work.
That's what I was talking about with our game. I was like, man, we can't even move the ball.
We got a prime example of that. We got a prime example of that last night with the Bucks. I mean, what? Brady pulls it off at the end of the game again.
Yeah, but again, and I just talked about this at the beginning.
They were tired. That
you
defense was tight.
Have to play the sidelines with Brady. They didn't play the sidelines at all. They just let him throw out. No, protect those sidelines. Throw the ball in the middle of the field. They only had one timeout left. If you kept Brady throwing in the middle of the field, and you know what those players do, they jump on top of you and hold you down as long as they can to let the clock run out. They didn't do that. They didn't do that whatsoever.
Right.
So I was like this. But, hey, all of us can't beat the Cowboys this week and just beat you by with a 50 burger.
50 points, right? 50 right.
All of us can't beat the Cowboys. And none of them Cowboys fans came in here today.
I was talking to my man, Donnie. I was like, are they still playing the starters? And he said, yeah, Dak Prescott's still out there. I'm like, why? Another touchdown. I'm like, why are they still playing? I still see starters on the field. Like, come on.
Because Mike McCarthy has an ego. So does Jerry Jones has an ego. And Jerry was like, let's go ahead and whoop him. Go ahead and whoop him. All right, you can go ahead and sit him now. You know Jerry runs that team. No head coach runs that team. Hey, Felicia, welcome. Jerry runs that team. It's just like what the Commodore is up here. What's his name? Snyder runs that team. All these people, they run those teams. They don't let their head coaches run the team. It's what I say goes. What I can say, even with the Steelers and with us, those organizations, they let them do what they need to do. Their coaches, their VPs, they let them all do what they need to do. And once they do what they need to do, they be like, okay, yeah. I mean, look, they have six. We got two. We try to catch up. So
right.
I get props where props is due. You know, but when the coach was here, they had four. So
I can work with Harbs, but Giro got to go, Jack.
Hey, if Giro go, all of them need to go.
Hey, look, if they let go of Giro and Harbaugh, we got enough to pay Lamar and get a receiver. We got enough.
Somebody said not the Commodores. Yeah, I call them the Commodores, not the Commanders. The Commodores. That's what they are. The Commodores. They couldn't win a game. Neither them or the Giants, and neither one of those fans in here this week. Because I definitely wanted to give it to him.
I like them with Heineke better than I like them with Wentz.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the God's honest truth.
Carson Wentz
right now.
That
was a waste of money.
It's doing the same thing that Fitzmagic did. He got a workers' comp claim. Plain and simple.
And I don't see why the Rams went after Baker Mayfield.
No, I think that's a good fit.
You think that's a good fit?
Yes.
I think
can turn him around.
I think Baker Mayfield about to be the new Carson Wentz.
We'll see. The singing
I think.
I just want to let y'all know how Steelers I am, though, with my car even yellow. You know what I'm saying? Just let y'all know.
I'm not mad at you. Rep your team. Like I said, we both got a big week coming up there because we coming up there strong. Hey, and for all the towels is going to be waving, I'll be like, yeah, but I'm here, though.
Hey, hey. Y'all might not get the same Snoop y'all got last year.
Hey,
I'm just saying, y'all might not get the same Snoop. So don't think it's going
to
be easy.
At the rate that we're both playing, it's going to come down to a field goal. Watch.
Oh, you think so?
It's going to be a good game. I'm not contesting that. I don't care if we win by a point.
Right. It would be hilarious if Ojabo starts next week. Woo! If Ojabo starts next week against the Steelers, that's going to be hilarious.
We'll see. We got a whole week. We got a whole week to get this together. But since I got y'all both here, I always do these brown bags, but I'm going to leave it to y'all this week. Who gets the brown bags?
Man. Yeah. They need to get a brown bag. They put all their horseshoes in that brown bag. Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
The Colts. Definitely the Colts. I'm going to say, even though they did win a game, like I stated earlier, the Browns offense get a brown bag for that. Uh-oh.
Deshaun Watson gets his personal one.
They get a personal.
Okay.
They get a personal.
I said I would leave it to y'all. Y'all, come on. Keep on giving these brag. Keep on with the bags.
I'm going to give a brown bag to the tie. Because they act like they didn't want to win again.
Absolutely. Preach. They was out there kissing their sisters, Jack.
And I hate ties, though. I think the NFL should do away with ties. I think they should do away with ties.
I agree.
It kind of do something as far as if you can't, if it's going to come down to ties, y'all should kind of go to the college thing, just do something because. These Until ties, man, I just don't think it's fair. Yeah, I just think somebody just need to win. Like, they adults. Agreed. Ain't no ties. We need to win a game.
Right.
Yep.
That's my take on totally it, though.
Agree. But, absolutely. You know,
but
So the Colts, the Giants, and the Commanders. I mean, Commodores. And
they get a brown bag. Deshaun Watson.
Oh yeah. Yeah. John Browns.
And I want to say something nice about Brissett because, man, I say that's his team. He done did all of that work. He got them looking the way they look. And I literally, Watson came out there with 2 years of rust on him. Literally, Jack. I mean, I said that to Donnie. I said that to my man. I was like, I don't expect Watson to be the same dude. I don't. And it's going to take some time. And I don't think it's enough games left. Maybe next season he'll come out looking that way.
Yeah.
All right. So who next? Who get it? Who get it next?
Oh yeah. This up to y'all. I'm leaving this one to y'all this week.
Hey, I'm gonna do it first though. I'm gonna do it first, and y'all gonna hate me for it because we gonna get the dub. So I'm gonna get a Ravens one a week ahead.
A week ahead? Really?
A week ahead.
Hey, listen. I always give myself one when this deserve to do. We gonna save that one.
Yeah,
put it in the bag.
Put it in the bag.
I'm gonna keep the receipt
on that one.
Yes, sir. And then I'll eat my word.
I'll keep the receipt on that one.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. I'll tell you one. I'm gonna give one
to. I don't think y'all gonna get the same Snoop.
You know what I'm mad about though? Go ahead.
When the Chiefs had 4th and 3 and it was only 3:29 left in the game and they punt the ball away. Mm. You got to go for that. That's 4-down territory. Like you supposed to be the Chiefs. You supposed to get that 2 or 3 yards to keep. You could have won the game or kept the ball to win the game. And they punted the ball away in the Bengals. So I think that's a cut, man. That was so stupid when they did that, man.
Then the Chiefs get a brown bag.
The Chiefs get a brown bag. Let's get a piece of brown bag. Because how the hell you let the Cincinnati Bengals whoop you? Hey, three times.
It is hard to beat a team three times, but apparently Cincinnati has their number.
Yeah.
And Gina hasn't came in here once yet.
Not once.
Not once. But oh no, I got one bag I'm definitely gonna give. One I'm okay. definitely gonna give. And that's to the Jacksonville Jaguars because the Detroit Lions shellacked them.
Yeah, they did.
I keep saying Detroit is better than what their record shows.
They put a 40 ball on them, didn't they?
Yes, 40-14.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So
that's,
I was like, that was a shellacking.
Yeah,
that was a trap game. That was. I ain't gonna say that was a trap game, but our game was a trap game too. But I mean, it came down to that man. That call, man. That touchdown. I'm still mad about that, bro. I'm still salty about that.
Listen. I didn't see it on the radio, but everyone seems to be talking about that call. And I'm like, if we would have handled business in the first place, we wouldn't be in that predicament.
True.
That's the only thing I say. True. If we'd have handled business in the first place, we wouldn't be in that predicament. But like I said, some people going to the hospital. We're going to get some fines next week. Yeah, you know, probably some ejections because it's going to be some tempers flying up there. I'm ready for
somebody that. Somebody coming with the wood.
Hey, trying to find some tickets, man. I'm trying to get up to Baltimore and kick it with y'all to see these games. Or even if we just go out somewhere and watch the game as a unit, man. I'm cool with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to get you up here. Because remember the last time I had those tickets night, you couldn't get up here.
Yeah,
I was right behind the end zone.
Oh, man.
Yep. I was right behind the end zone. But, yeah, we definitely need to all get together. And anybody that's out there listening, this is what we do. Again, this is our platform. And if you want to join in on the festivities, my cousin is actually on here, Felicia. And she actually just went to the game. So I think she gets to go to the games all the time. Awesome. So we'll all hook up and just go to these games.
Yeah, I don't care if we go to somewhere around there, whatever. I'm just want to come. I love enjoying the atmosphere. So regardless, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm down for it. Even if we can't go, we can just meet up and I'm like, I'm in the city. Let's go and enjoy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so
Absolutely. Awesome. I got you.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. You know, this platform is good just so you can hear the fans actually speak their minds because I feel like I'm part of the team because I put my money and my efforts and everything with these people, so I got stock.
You should get a say. And every man should have his say.
Yep.
Every man should get to have his say. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. And that's why I did this. It's all for us. This not my show. I'm just an advocate. This is our show. This is somewhere we can come in, just talk trash, have fun, and we can talk about all these games, rep your team, do whatever. This is what this is for, and that's why I'm trying to get it out there as much as possible, because guess what? Every Tuesday, we get to all chat and have fun. Awesome. And like I said, I definitely need some guest co-hosts sometime. So, hey, y'all more than welcome to always come. Anybody that's out there that's listening, come guest co-host with me.
Thank you, Damon.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I appreciate you. You know, now I got to do what my team did this week and win on this pool match. So I appreciate y'all. And yeah, man, next week is on though. So
it's
you know,
on,
I'm talking. I'm talking my stuff all week.
Hey, you ain't the only one.
Do that.
And you wait till my Facebook post in the morning.
Do that.
Look at that yellow boy. Look, I'm telling you, boy, man, we don't play around out here.
I got you. I ain't mad at you. But that purple back there, baby, that's what we got. Hey, next week, that's what my shirt says. Acknowledge me. That's what this deal is going.
Right.
Here we go. Right. All right, man.
It's trash talk time, baby.
They're going to bow down to the kings of the north.
Hey,
who, us?
That's right.
Who, us?
No, hey, no, listen. Us.
Listen.
We got the math. We got the math to back it up.
We do, too.
No, you don't. We're number one in the division. We're the kings of the north right now.
You got it right now.
Y'all in the basement.
Cause guess what? I ain't even gonna worry about it. Our focus is on the Baltimore Browns. That's what our focus is on.
Hey, I love when you say that. You know something? I'm gonna get something to say that I'm gonna hang it right behind me. It's in Baltimore Browns.
Cause that's our focus this week.
I'm gonna get something to say that.
And I call them the Cleveland Clowns. So yeah, that's official. So.
Oh,
but I appreciate
y'all,
man. We get back to it, though, man. Hopefully, we don't get no brown bags. I told you I did a first, so it's the first.
Hey,
you know,
it's a first. It's a first. But like I said, next week, either win, lose, or draw. It's man, if we go down to a draw, I'm just going to shame us both, okay? If we go down to a draw,
I'm going to shame us both. See.
So
I appreciate y'all, man. And Damon, hey, let me know about coming. We can try to get something together, man. I'll be in Baltimore.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Good luck on that pool tournament tonight.
All right, y'all. Peace.
All right.
Take it easy.
All right, man. So thank
Damon,
y'all.
I'm gonna let you close it too.
All right now. All right, everybody. Hey, see, this is what we do. We do this every Tuesday. I'm glad that we are just picking up steam. I am glad that we all here having fun. I am glad that we can just all come in here and we can talk about what we love. And that's our teams. No matter who you rep, no matter what team you're standing behind, no matter what colors you wear, this platform is all for you. Thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to do this again next week. And as always, I will see y'all later. And hey, y'all saw who the brown bags were this week. I didn't even decide that one. And I wanted them to decide it because, trust me, yeah, a couple of them needed it. Matter of fact, I'm going to get one more before I leave. Miami Dolphins, y'all get a brown bag too. And I'm ending the show on that note.